They come from around the world, with large groups from Middle Eastern, Asian, and African countries.
In my country, in Syria, they don't know what human means.
My father was a politician. He had to flee the country.
Some of the people you'll meet tonight at 9 on WNED-TV during Making Buffalo Home, a refugee's first year. Senior producer Lynn Bader.
It's a part of our whole Making Buffalo Home project. It's a half-hour television program, and it really looks at the challenges that refugees face the first year that they are here in Buffalo trying to make Buffalo home. Since the early 2000s, Buffalo and Western New York have welcomed more than 16,000 refugees to Buffalo, and they mainly come from Middle Eastern, Asian, and African countries. This program focuses on the two biggest barriers that refugees face when they come here, and the first one is language. That's learning English, because many don't speak English. And the second is finding employment. We had an opportunity to film an English class, and it was really interesting. It was an intermediate English class, so they had some skills, but we talked with a couple of the students there about the challenges that they face.
I'm here for 1 year and 3 months now. It's really hard. It's really hard because after for me to come here, I'm not to talk. Just I can read and I can know the writing and read, but sometimes the mean I don't know the meaning, and then to talk like I talk with you now, I can't.
Right there, I think you see a classic example. Here's somebody who feels very intimidated by even having a conversation with you in English.
Right, exactly. And I think that is one of the things that keeps them from getting themselves out there in order to get a job. Now, what's great about the resettlement agencies and the English classes that are offered through the Buffalo Public Schools and Erie Community College is that a lot of the lessons focus on activities of daily living. So the next big challenge is really employment. So we talk about that a little bit in this program, because the key to self-sufficiency is really getting refugees employed. A lot of times in the host countries where they may be living in a refugee camp, for example, they're denied the right to work. And so when refugees are resettled to the United States and certainly to Buffalo, what we learned from them is that they're very eager to start working. It's one of the first things they really want to do.
And we're seeing people then who are taking jobs just to get employed.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of entry-level jobs available. I mean, one of the things that we are facing right now, certainly in Buffalo and across the country, is a population decline. So there aren't as many people to fill those jobs. We have record numbers of people who are retiring every single day. And so the jobs exist. But in many cases, they are entry-level work.
In Syria, I have a degree in biochemistry, and my job is a teacher for chemistry, for science in Syria. I spent about 25 years study college, university, then teaching, schools. All of this is gone, is destroyed.
We just heard from Ziad, and Ziad sounds like somebody who's working well below his education level.
You know, Ziad talked a lot about this and how it's a problem for him and his family. He spent many years, and think about that. If you spend many years, maybe decades, going to school, paying for higher education, working on a career, and then you are forced to leave your country and start over in a brand new place where you don't speak the language, your skills may not transfer. So you'll be able to watch the program tonight, 9 o'clock on WNED-TV. And if you go to WNED.org/Making Buffalo Home, you can check out the whole show, and you can also check out all of the other stories that we've been able to tell through this great project.
It's called Making Buffalo Home, a Refugee's First Year.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn Bader, senior producer, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.